CBSi in the World, I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Umar, the Executive Director of Secure Free Society. This is the New World Report. And we go now to Mexico, a critical part of the success of North America, Central America, and Latin America. AMLO, the president of Mexico, has hosted several important meetings over these last weeks. Right now, however, the question in Mexico is about the flow of migrants towards the American border, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California, through Mexico. Mexico knows all the migrants who come from the South, come from Central America. An article in the Financial Times traces the route that many follow from all over the world. Haiti has been in the news, but many countries are flowing through South America, through the Panama-Darien Gap, the very dangerous triple canopy jungle, North Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Honduras, Guatemala, to Mexico. When they arrive in Mexico, my information of one particular family, you wait to get permission from the Mexican authorities to traverse the country headed to the United States. Now that the U.S. border is either no longer accepting the flow of migrants or many are choosing to stay in Mexico, the Mexican authorities are overwhelmed. And Joseph, I've often been puzzled how it is that Mexico deals with this burden of registering and documenting people who are flowing in from the South, from the Northern Triangle of countries, El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. It appears that they're now overwhelmed and that they have a very small budget for all of this. Is Mexico in peril of being overwhelmed just as the U.S. is with the migrants?
Hi, John. Yes, I think Mexico always is going to have the concerns when it comes to these immigration flows. What they call, some call the United States' third border is what is Mexico's probably most important border, which is to their south. It's the border that Mexico has with Guatemala. The equivalent of their Rio Grande Valley, of what we see on our border with Texas and Mexico, is the Tapachula-Tecunuman border crossing point between Mexico and Guatemala, or between Guatemala and Mexico. That border crossing point is oftentimes overwhelmed. It has not even a tenth of the infrastructure that we have, and we have a capacity problem along our border. So if you have Haitians or any other Central or South American, or even folks that come from other parts of the world, such as the Middle East or South Asia or Africa, if they're going to come to the U.S. border, oftentimes they're going to pass through Guatemala and Mexico, and they're going to pass specifically through this border crossing in Tecunuman and Tapachula. So it creates a bit of a choke point for the Mexican government. And they've dealt with this before, but I think right now we're seeing an uptick, record levels of immigration. My understanding is that by the end of this fiscal year, which is this week, we will be hitting our 21-year record high in terms of migration to the U.S. border in terms of encounters and apprehensions that we've had on the border. And the most recent of those is the Haitians. And I think that the Mexicans are very, very concerned about that. Now, what I haven't seen from Mexico yet is the employment of their National Guard. I haven't looked at it that closely either, but I haven't heard, at least in the media reporting, of the heavy employment of their National Guard. And I think that would be a signal to look for, because the last time Mexico dealt with this high level of migration, which in that case was mostly Central Americans during the period of the caravans and later in 2018 and 2019, Mexico employed its National Guard along its southern border with Guatemala to be able to slow down that migration flow. So I think we should be looking for that if they're going to move in that direction again now with the Haitians.
Does Mexico have working relations with the Northern Triangle or with Costa Rica and Panama? Because all of those places are available if you're going to slow or stop the migrants coming from the south. Do they have conversation with those states about the problem?
They do. They do. Mexico has good relations, I think, for the most part, both institutional relations and with the current president, López Obrador. They have political relations with a lot of these governments in Central America. So they don't have, that I know by, any antagonistic countries in the region, that even with a country like Nicaragua, with the U.S. has bad relations because of the heavy levels of repression of the Ortega Murillo regime in Nicaragua. You know, Mexico really doesn't have that same perspective. So they even have a decent relationship with Nicaragua in Central America. So they do. But John, I think one of the things that I'm sure that AMLO probably will bring up in a conversation with the U.S. And one of the things I think that, you know, is a criticism of the Biden administration is the fact that we undid certain policies that were intended to slow this migration flow for the United States and for our border, but also to help Mexico. And those were the third-party agreements that we had signed with the Northern Triangle with Central America. And a part of that was kind of the package deal. It was, if we're going to have the remain in Mexico policy, which means that if you get to the border, you stay in the Mexico side of the border before you wait your arraignment for your case of asylum. If you're going to have that policy, then you should have the third-party agreements, because that ends up slowing the traffic on the way up to the Mexico.
Let us turn to other problems in Mexico when we come back. I'm speaking to Joseph Umar of Secure Free Society. This is the New World Report. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchel.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.